Welcome back to another episode of BR Visionary Consulting's The Brand Unveiled. Today's episode is stripped audio from an IG Live session. Be sure to follow us at BR Visionary Consulting and our founder, Brianna Regine, at Brianna Regine. We're talking about the do's and don'ts of growing your network online with email and direct messaging. Happy listening. For those who are tuning in and for those who are new, my name is Brianna Regine. I am a publicist and brand strategist based out of Connecticut. I have my own agency called Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting, and we provide branding, marketing, and PR services to entertainment, lifestyle, and beauty brands. I also am a lifestyle and entrepreneur blogger. I do some speaking, and I also have some other businesses that are going to be coming out soon. So that's me. That's who I am. In the beginning of July, I started doing these weekly, I call them BR Live sessions, where I'm giving you tips and suggestions about branding, marketing, and PR. This topic today is kind of like an overall entrepreneur tip. The purpose of these live sessions is just to create a sense of dialogue, be very transparent, and help you, be successful in your business, the ins and outs, think a little bit more strategically. Sometimes we miss things when we're too in it, so hopefully these BR Live sessions will help you get another perspective and to, do things as right as possible in your business. And I by no means know everything. I'm definitely still learning, but whatever information I can give you that you may not have thought of before, then I'm doing my job right. Hey Donna, how are you? So today we're gonna be talking about email and DM do's and don'ts. And for the longest time, I've been wanting to talk about this just because the emails and the DMs that I get, that my peers get, that people that I don't even know get are kind of crazy. and crazy definitely is on a spectrum. But I just think that sometimes some people are either unaware of how to send email or DM, or they know and they don't care. Either way, Google is free. So I just think that it's more so people are lazy. They just don't care to put in the effort to come across, that they take themselves seriously. So that's what I'm here today for. I have 6 tips that I'm going to give you, and you can either use them
or not, whatever floats your boat.
Me personally, I think whenever you're communicating something, it's representative of who you are and what you're producing and what you're supplying, what you're giving out. So
you can come across however you want. That's on you. Just know that it is saying more. It is doing more than just delivering a message. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, so the first tip is acknowledge who you're speaking to, aka give some sort of greeting. No one likes to open a message and immediately you're asking for something or you want that person to check out something. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, how are you? Those things are small, but they do make a difference. 9 times out of 10, the person that you're reaching out to, you don't know what kind of day they had. You don't know how many messages they get. So make sure that if you do anything at all, you give some sort of greeting. So that way they don't feel annoyed or like you're another person that's just trying to get something from them. It doesn't come across good. It already sets a horrible tone for you. The second tip is don't just send links or attachments in your emails or DMs. No one knows why you're sending it. Like if you, for example, I've gotten tons of music links.
And I'm just like, bruh, I don't even know who you are. So what makes you think that if I'm going to get this link that you're sending me, then I'm going to give it a listen if I don't know who you are?
Same thing with attachments. I've gotten attachments through my business email through one of my interns. And it was an attachment of EPK, but it said nothing. And I'm just like, okay, so do you want me to refine your EPK? Do you want me to be your publicist? Like, what do you want from me? There's no sense of anything, no sense of guidance, no sense of direction. You're just sending me a link, an attachment that does nothing. And also, too, depending on the server that the person has, particularly with your email, if you send attachments, it goes directly into spam. So, definitely make sure that you are giving some sort of context into who you are. That's what's important. Number three, say why you're reaching out. Better yet, answer who, what, when, and why. Tell the person who you are. Tell the person why you're reaching out. If there is a deadline or, you know, your product or service, whatever the case may be, is coming out on a particular day. Tell them. Real simple. Like, again, this is nothing that's rocket science or anything like that. But it's just super important for you to give some sort of context. Give the person as much important and relative information as possible. I'm not saying to send the person a freaking paragraph or a book. No. You know, who, what, when, and why. All pertaining to what it is that you're sending the person, whether it's yourself, your song, your book, your album, your new beauty line, whatever the case may be, just make sure you answer those four questions. Tip number four, punctuate and check for spelling errors. Oh my goodness, you guys. Nothing bothers me more than getting a message that I have to use more brain power to understand than actually just being like, hey, okay, cool, this is what they're sending me, fantastic. Like, if I have to play like freaking, what is that game called? Sudoku. Or like, you know, play Scrabble, or, you know, just use extra brain power that 9 times out of 10 I don't have because I've been using my brain for the rest of the day. That is so annoying. You guys, Google is free. There are free templates that you can use. I'm not saying to plagiarize everything. There's online classes and modules that you can use to work on your grammar, you know. And by all means, like, I'm not no grammar, you know, crazy person. I have typos all the time. What I'm saying to you is make sure that you are taking that extra step to reread your messages and reread what it is that you're saying, okay? And that goes into my fifth tip, which is don't send a message, whether it's an email or a DM, don't send it like you would send a text to your friends. Don't do it, especially if you don't know the person. If you don't know the person and this is the first time that you are reaching out to them, or even if you met them, let's say at a networking event and you're following up.
You don't know that person. You met them one time. And all that social media fool you. You don't know these people, bruh. You don't know these people.
So you need to come across as professional and friendly as possible. That always looks better than coming across as, you know, ignorant, lazy, and worst case, arrogant. No one has time for that. Go the professional and friendly route. That's what's key. Then once you get to know the person, you know, you guys have multiple conversations and you feel like there's a mutual, you know, comfortable feeling established, then you can, you know, probably talk as you would to your friends or, you know, whatever the case may be. But if you're just reaching out to someone or you're following up with someone, please be professional. Take the time to punctuate your stuff. Take the time to put periods, at least put some commas, do something. Like, don't have run-ons in your emails and your DMs. That's not cute. It's a big turn off. It automatically makes me want to click out because it's just like, dude, you want me to try and figure out what it is that you're saying, but it's just one whole sentence. Nope, don't do it. That's not cool. Don't do it. And then that leads to my last tip, which is your tone.
Okay. And this is mostly for the men.
Okay. Because I'm sure women do it too. Especially, you know, I've heard some stories where women, depending on their role, they can, you know, they've played into this a little bit. But for me, particularly with men, that tone, don't be condescending in your emails, okay? Make sure that you aren't placing any orders or demands, all right? And how do you avoid that? By having manners. Manners goes a long way. Say please. Would you like? How about, you know, would you give this a try when your time permits? You know, just little things like that. Don't be condescending. Don't tell me I have to do something that's not cute. I don't want to have to do that. You may not know that you're speaking like that because maybe that's how you talk all the time, but you have to understand that when you're sending an email or a direct message, again, especially if no one knows who you are, they're gonna interpret it however they, you know, however they want to. So if it comes across condescending, if it comes across like you're telling them to do something, versus asking them to do something, and more importantly, politely asking them to do something, then by all means, you ruin your chance. There's no guidelines in terms of how someone can interpret an email. You can send the most professional and friendly email, and depending on that person's day or how that person, you know, is, whether they're sensitive or, you know, they're hyper-vigilant of keywords at the time, like, especially nowadays, like, in this Trump era, is a mess. You don't know how someone is going to take your email. So take that extra
email. Sorry.
You don't know how someone is going to interpret your email or direct message. I'm not saying be, like, cheesy, corny. Don't do that. Like, still be yourself, right? Still be yourself. Have personality. That's cool. But just, you know, when you read an email, right? Before you even send an email, you know in your gut of guts, okay, when it's just, you know, gonna rub someone the wrong way. If you read a message before you press send and you feel in your gut, this could rub them the wrong way, then rewrite it. Just rewrite it. Better yet, go on Google and look up a template. Better yet, ask someone else in your, whether it's in your group or someone outside of your group who you trust, to say, hey, can you read this? Can you make sure that it sounds all right? So to backtrack on the 6 tips that I gave, first is make sure you have a greeting. Number 2, don't just send links and attachments. Have some sort of context, okay? Number 3, say why you're reaching out. Better yet, make sure that your message contains who, what, when, and why, all right? And make sure the information is relevant, okay? Let's not write books or paragraphs, but make sure it's relevant and you answer those 4 questions. Number 4, punctuate and check for spelling errors, okay? Punctuate and check for spelling errors. Oh, and make sure that you are using the right there versus there, all right? Your versus your, all right? It's versus it's, okay? Google, that's the best friend. If you want me to do a live on that, I will. Tip number 5, don't send a DM or an email as you would a text message to your friends. It's not cute, it's not attractive, especially if you don't know the person, that's not okay. It's always important for you to come across professional and friendly versus lazy, ignorant, and arrogant, okay? And tip number 6, following tip number 5, your tone. Always make sure that you are not coming across condescending, like you're giving an order, like you're demanding something, and have manners, because manners goes a long way. And yeah, those are my 6 tips. Like I said, I'm a publicist and brand strategist in my own agency, Brianna Raging Visionary Consulting. Currently, we have a 1-hour one-on-one consultation. So please take advantage of that. That is a platform where you and I get to sit down. I get to look at whatever it is that you want me to look at in your business, and give you feedback, answer those specific questions that I wouldn't answer necessarily here on a live session if it's really specific. And you get to keep the recording. They are within the branding, marketing, and PR service brackets. So tons of options there if you need a bio. I write bios. What else? Social media campaigns, newsletters, media outreach, sponsorship, vendors, press releases, EPKs, what you need to, you know, have that extra support, that extra cushion in your business. 9 times out of 10 I have. And if I don't have it, I will definitely recommend someone in my network who does. I also have an alliance network as well, where I outsource skill sets, because obviously I can't do everything in my business, so there's that. I'm also looking to partner with a digital agency, so if you know anyone who's starting a digital agency that focuses on social media, newsletter, advertising, all that good stuff, tell them to hit me up. If you have any topics that you'd like for me to talk about, feel free to let me know. So if you missed the other sessions, they are up there. We've touched on branding, we've touched on social media professionalism. And yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope that this information is helpful for you. whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a business owner, whether you're an aspiring business owner. I always want these sessions to be informative and create a open dialogue. That's what's super important. And to be like super transparent, I always say that social media sometimes is too like cookie cutter, too perfect. So with these lives, I like to be as transparent as possible while delivering this information to you. And also just having it be like a mutual learning experience. Like there's something that you know that I don't know and vice versa. So never feel like when you're coming on here, there's no like kind of information that you can give to me, because 9 times out of 10, there is. Or like a new perspective for me to think about. So thank you once again so much for tuning in. I will be back next week. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Brand Unveiled. We hope you walk away with a better understanding of how to grow your network and develop a community online. For more resources on effectively building your online community, please book a 60-minute strategy call on the shop page at www.brvisionaryconsulting.com. Thank you.